This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Diana Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Myers with bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was April 10th of this year. She's feeling well, although she has lost 18 pounds since her last visit. She's not trying to lose any more, and hopefully her weight will hold right at this level. She does see Dr. Alkeek for her congestive heart failure. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Entresto 2426, one twice a day. Also, Lasix 20 milligram daily as needed for weight gain or edema. And then she's not required that recently. Bisoprolol 5 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. That's after a Holter monitor found at least a 10% amount of atrial fibrillation. So she has paroxysmal atrial fib. Also low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, calcium carbonate, Zyrtec as needed, and Crestor is 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 152 pounds. Pulse is 64 and is regular today. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 68. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular within a third heart sound is auscultated today. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, and she has no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 2nd of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.96. Estimated GFR is greater than 60 with that level. Calcium 8.7, sodium 140, potassium 3.5, carbon dioxide 27, albumin is 4.1. Hemoglobin is 14.3, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, congestive heart failure, well controlled on current medication regime. 2, bilaterally small kidneys with a history of renal insufficiency. We'll continue to monitor labs every 6 months. And 3, hypertension well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.